WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
And we've got a great double bill of music tonight here in Charlottesville at Is Venue, presented by Paste Magazine. We've got Roman Candle in studio right now. They're going to be supported later tonight by The Deep Vibration, who we're also going to be talking to this afternoon. But right now we've got Roman Candle. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hey.
Thanks for coming to visit.
Thank you.
And
you are not messing around with that announcing. You're very good at that.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a very, it's a kind of useful skill, I guess. It's useful for us. But not as cool as playing music, though. And you have gotten such wonderful reviews on this latest album, O Tall Tree in the Ear. And it's a little bit confusing to me as to what number album it is. Is it your third?
Technically, it's our third. Yeah, but
you had one, and it got reworked.
And there was a few years in between the releasing, because the reworked thing, which was supposed to come out in like a couple months, came out like 3 years later on a different label entirely. So, this is technically our third release. But as far as songs goes, it's basically our second album of songs. And then we've done a bunch of EPs in the meantime. But
well, and it kind of gets into what a long, strange trip it's been for all of you. Because you guys have been together, I gather, quite some time, like over 10 years, right?
Yeah, we started playing, not as this exact lineup, but as a band in 1998. So, yeah, we actually in 1997, but it was December. So, I mean, kind of rounded up. But yeah, so we've been playing for, over, I guess, 11th year.
Mm-hmm. And you're originally from Chapel Hill, made most of your career there, and now recently you've moved to Nashville, is that right?
Yeah, in the last couple of years we moved to Nashville and had a good, found a new label out there and a new sort of bunch of business team people that help you out, like booking agents and lawyers and that type of thing. They all kind of live within 5 miles of us,
which is fantastic. Yeah, there's a few of those in Nashville, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. You can't swing a
dead cat.
Yeah, without hitting 15 lawyers and agents.
But it seems like that has worked for you, because a lot of the reviews comment, they're all very complimentary on what you've done in the past. You know, said, you know, we liked what we heard from Roman Candle before, but this step forward is an incredible leap forward. And so is that a part of it? Like your move, your new lease on life, your,
oh,
I don't know.
I liked what you worded there, sure. Yeah, I think, moving to Nashville is a good move for us. We kind of had to, after V2 shut down, which is the label that put out our last record, I think one reviewer who's a friend of ours said that would have been the time to sort of, you know, count your losses or whatever and get a job. And we were not that smart, unfortunately, so we decided to make a new record. And, we did have a ton of time to write music over the years, our records being shelved, and we got involved with a ton of other kind of side projects. But basically, we just decided to dig in and make a record, and we record a lot of stuff at our home studio in Wilkesboro. Three of the songs ended up on the record kind of as is, mixed by Jason Lenning, who was our producer. And we had Chris Timmy record a couple vocals with us. But other than that, we did it all in Nashville with Jason Lenning, and it was great. It was a great experience.
It just sounds like there's such an extensive and colorful cast of characters in the last decade of your existence, including, I later read about it, but one of our employees was a music director and a program director way back when, another station. He remembers getting a call, when he's doing his call hours. This is Trevor Price from the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, what? And so he was telling me all about how Trevor Price had a record label, which I didn't know about.
Yeah, he did. And he called radio stations, too. And that's pretty much the reason that drove him to not have a record label anymore, was trying to call radio stations. And he told football season was kind of starting up, and he said, I'm telling you guys, I can't keep calling radio stations. It's ridiculous. I got to get you guys on a label that knows what, you know, like how to run that whole end of things. And so that's how we ended up on Hollywood Records, which was a sinking ship for us. We didn't know it at the time. We were just like, well, we'll hope for the best. You know, it was kind of a thing that Trevor set up. And we'd kind of been talking to V2 at that time, and but Hollywood, I think, being Disney-backed, added 20 zeros to whatever they added Trevor for the rights to our first record. So then we hung out on Hollywood for 2 years. They were thinking about a college label at the time with the Polyphonic Spree and Patrick Park and us. They put out the two records, the Polyphonic Spree and the Patrick Park. They after those two records, they decided not to put our record out. 2 years later, they gave it, or they sold it to V2, and V2 put it out. So, Lord, that's a long story. I tried to do your announcing tactics where you're speeding through it.
Well, that's good. Well, we would love to hear a song from the latest album.
Oh, you got it.
Excellent.
Let's do the first one. This is the first song of the record called Eden Was a Garden.
seems to have a whole morning out right in front of him. Everything he sings from the branch that he's sitting on, it seems to hustle leaves and the colors all around. Now first he sings and then he goes, and what it means is hard to know. Baby, she puts a tree right in your ear. Now why can't it stay with me? Why don't you tell me? 'Cause it makes a fool of me. Eden was a garden, you know. The birds are in the trees until the place was gone. They scattered to the wind and then they just kept moving on. Just the other night, the clocks were moving awful slow. I heard a woman's voice coming up from the street below. I got up from my bed, the song was so enrapturing. Found my reel-to-reel just to see if I could catch her. By the time I turned it on and turned it in, that voice was gone. Now why can't it stay with me? Why don't you tell me?
Roman Candle on WNRN. They are playing tonight at Is Venue here in Charlottesville. Part of Great Evening of Music. The Deep Vibration will be opening up for them. And this is part of a Paste magazine sort of promoted tour that you guys are doing. And I thought I would, I don't usually do this, but I just thought this was such a great review that they gave your new album. And I love this statement. "O Tall Tree in the Ear is part the kind of ragged, sprawling travelogue you'd imagine Paul Westerberg would pen if he was a roadie for Oasis at the height of Britpop, and part barrage of hallucinatory Dylan-esque visions vomited up after a boozy, blurry night spent careening down dark, moonlit North Carolina backroads."
I feel like they've been reading my diary.
It sure sounds like a good time.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah. I don't know how much, yeah, every lyric was vomited straight up.
But, it struck me, reading that review, which definitely intrigued me and made me want to pick up the record, you get by with a little help from your friends. It sounds like, from reading up on you guys, that throughout your career, people have heard a record and been like, wow, this needs to... I read that BBC actually became kind of a fan. Yeah,
That was fun. That actually happened while our record was being shelved, which was really encouraging when we couldn't get Hollywood to stick out a record, but the BBC picked it and started playing it on radio too for a while.
That's great.
They think they're playing this new record now, which is great too. So.
Which is excellent. So you have this radio presence in Britain.
Oh, which is we're very grateful for.
And you're in pretty good company when you think of some of the great American bands who really got their start on British radio, because it's a little more old school, a little looser in its format, a little bit more just about listening to good music and play good music as opposed to big American radio.
Right,
so you're in good company. There are a lot of good American bands who've gotten their start more on British radio than American radio.
Oh, cool. I like the way you word that. Yeah, British radio is more song centered. I feel like, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, like if you listen, you like to radio too, you hear like Petula Clark and then My Morning Jacket, and then, you know, like all back to back with no, there's no apology, and then like a Dean Martin song that's yeah. really awesomely cheesy and awful, but they're all like, that was Dean Martin and followed by Grizzly Bear, you know, and it's all
and why not?
Yeah, and it's all just cobbled together, and but it's songs. At least my imagination is the theme that runs through it. So I'm mm-hmm. really excited that they've been receptive to our.
And every little bit helps, and it also is nice to get the backing from a respected publication like Paste, I'm sure, and you know, actually we could maybe use a second to plug the fact that Paste Magazine is kind of struggling in these times and needs some
Absolutely.
Help. We just put a link on our website, you know, because they're asking for donations to keep going while advertisers kind of get back on their feet and
yeah, so, they're really great. Publication, and yeah, if anybody just sort of imagine that you're giving to like a public radio thing or whatever, mm-hmm. it's a wonderful if you imagine like Paste Magazine going away, it'd be a sort of a dark media territory out there, you know, with a,
right
anyway, but yeah, I would say give it up.
Well, you know, more than one person has sort of framed this culture of, you know, good music, getting good music out there is kind of a battle, and they're definitely one of the standard bearers in that battle.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
They're important that way. You guys are the soldiers because you're making the good music.
Oh, great. Man, wording everything just right. Thanks, Rhonda.
Well, speaking of radio, you have an excellent song on your record, and I didn't really ask you if we could make a request, but one of my favorite songs on this new record is Why Modern Radio is A-OK, and I don't know if your current configuration allows
we
you to do that show,
up.
But
we are ready to handle that request.
We would love to hear that.
Okay, good, you got it. Except I left my harmonica in the car, so just imagine it.
Imagine harmonica at key moments.
Okay. One. I was down in my favorite watering hole with a buddy of mine that was out on parole, and we were flipping through the jukebox and talking how we've been and how we are. He got a library card and he pierced his tongue, and a buddy in prison had turned him on to Neil Young. He thought that it'd be best to play some of the entire bar. Now he didn't know, but while he was in jail, I'd had my heart broke by a woman too wondrous to tell. We'd fallen in love to half the songs that jukebox played. So when he flattened his dollar on the side of the machine and a song comes to time, come on the karaoke screen, I knew there was a couple of things that I forgot to say. Don't play Neil Young, and don't play Van Morrison. Just let some high school emo band start versing and chorusing. Because there's no way it'll break my heart as far as I can see. And that's why modern radio is A-OK with me. He said a pop song used to be a powerful thing, where you could turn on AM and John Lennon would sing, or Frank Sinatra be talking to all the girls. And you could think like a hawk, or you could think like a dove, and think of winter afternoon when you fell in love. And 10 songs on a record sounded like a string of pearls. But my buddy ratted on till an hour had gone by, and I thought to spit a mouthful of beam in his eye, maybe leave him for dead, but a friend is a friend to stay. So I listen to him talk about Johnny and June, and how I don't know where I stand is a true love too. And I bought another round just in time to hear him say that don't play Sam Cooke, they don't play Merle Watson, they just trade some Cadillac Fleetwood Brom for a broke down Datsun. And there's no way it'll break my heart as far as I can see. Modern radio is a sack of monkeys to me. Insert harmonica solo here. Over your best Guns N' Roses whistle. He said it makes me so mad, I want to get up and shout it. And I smiled and said I hadn't thought that much about it. We walked out to the street and parted ways. I might have gone to a movie, but my
because there's no way it'll break my heart as far as I can see. And that's why modern radio is okay with me.
And I guess I would like to know, what's next for you guys? You're going to finish out this tour, and I don't know, what does the future hold for Rum and Candle?
Oh, man, if we knew that, I don't know what we'd be doing. We'd probably be sitting right here. yeah, we're going to probably, you know, play more shows and try to get this record out as much as we can. And wherever that road ends up leading, I guess we'll go that way.
Are you just planning on touring all summer, or...?
Yeah, as much as we can. We're going to try and get out to the West Coast pretty soon. We'd really like to get over to Europe and England sometime before the year ends. I'm not sure if that's going to work out or not. Just, those type of things are so odd. You have to have somebody put your record out weirdly enough over there. So all those things, if they fall into place, that's kind of what we're shooting for.
So you're heading off into the great unknown, but
exactly.
Hopefully.
Oh, absolutely.
Optimistically.
Right. We drink our herbal tea and light our candles and wish for the best.
And one more EP, right?
So. Oh, right. Yeah, thanks, Keegan. Yeah. By the way, Keegan DeWitt is his own artist that is he's been kind enough to travel with us and play guitar, but his name's Keegan DeWitt, and look out for him. He's putting his record out actually in Europe first on vinyl in the fall. But
fancy.
He was kind enough to let us produce it. I know, it's such a way cooler way to go. But anyway, he's also him and Logan are our business managers. So we have another EP coming out in the fall. We put out three prior to this record release this year, and then there's one more in, I'd say, August.
Okay.
I just made that up right now, though. So.
Be careful.
Yeah, it comes out on our website. All the EPs are available on our website.
Well, good luck to you guys. All the reviews have been, I think, stunning, and the record is stunning. And so, you know, you deserve all the best, and I hope the summer brings it. And we've got time for one more song, if you'd like to do one.
Great, yeah, let's do one. Thank you again for having us.
Absolutely.
This song is They Say, and this is our first time in Charlottesville, so thanks a bunch for letting us come bug you. One, two, one. I like that.
Outside, the big red sky's getting dim. Shooting pool and talking, making new friends. Oh, but in the morning, they're coming around. And in the evening, they're bringing me down. I started asking, what are these words in their lungs? If there's a time. Words be
Roman Candle on WNRN. That was They Say from their new album, O Tall Tree in the Ear. That's the emphasis track, as we often say in the non-com world. And they're playing tonight at Is with the Deep Vibration here in Charlottesville. It's going to be a great double bill of music. Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us.
We're looking forward to the show tonight, and we're actually going to be talking to the Deep Vibration in just a little bit.
Oh, good. Tell them we said hey.
We will.
They're fantastic.
And in the meantime, here's Great Lake Swimmers on WNRN.